Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's invisibility. This is another one of those attributes we might wonder how God shares it with us. After all, we're visible. Additionally, we might wonder, haven't people seen God before? Before we begin, let me start with the definition of this attribute. We can only see the parts of God that He reveals to us. Now, this definition helps answer how we share this attribute with God. Our soul is invisible, but we are made visible by our bodies. With God, however, it's different. As long as our souls inhabit these bodies, we have no choice but to be visible. But God chooses both how and when He wants to reveal Himself to us. So what does the Bible tell us? John 1:18, "No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known." Here the verse is referring to Jesus. Jesus has made God visible to us. 1 Timothy 6:16, in describing God, says, "Who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." So no one has or can see God. Only Jesus both has and can. That's because Jesus is God, the second person of the Trinity. And because Jesus is God, those who see Jesus actually can see something of God, though it is not the entirety of God. No one can see God in that way. It is merely a glimpse. In the Old Testament, we get many glimpses of God. The technical term for this is called a theophany. It's simply an appearance of God. Examples include the burning bush, the pillar of fire and clouds in the wilderness. Another way that God reveals Himself is through various forms of revelation, such as maybe a vision. However, even here, we haven't truly seen God. The best example I can think of is a statue maker who creates a statue of himself. No matter how well he does, looking at the statue is not the same as looking at its maker. But then, the Bible gives us a fantastic and mysterious promise. 1 Corinthians 13:12, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." 1 John 3:2, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is." We who belong to God will one day, for all eternity, finally truly see God. Though the Bible doesn't really explain this to us, we know that in some way, it will be a reality. We shall see God. And in this seeing the invisible God, we will finally experience fullness of joy. So though God is invisible, He is there. Let us live in light of that truth until the day when those who are in Christ shall finally see Him face to face.